The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a few select episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous episodes and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. On Nursing Notes Live this month, we bring you two episodes looking at the field of rheumatology nursing. These nurses play key roles in patients' lives, helping them live with a lifelong chronic illness. In our first episode this month, I bring you a panel discussion with Vicki Ruffing, nurse manager at the Johns Hopkins Arthritis Center and former president and founder of the Rheumatology Nurses Society, and Sherry Carter, current president of the Rheumatology Nurses Society and clinical assistant professor at the University of Alabama in Huntsville College of Nursing. Here's that discussion on rheumatology nursing. Sherry and Vicki, welcome to Nursing Notes Live, and thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So I guess I'll start with Sherry. Sherry, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background in nursing, why you wanted to become a nurse, and something about the progression of your career through nursing school and to where you are today.
I would love to. And how much time do you have? Because this is a long history. I tell you what, you know, I'm going to give away my age. I'm in my late 50s. So back in the dark ages, we had a choice to go in to be a nurse or to be a teacher, or home economics was another great field that young girls went into. But I chose nursing, or either it chose me. I tell you, when I was a young child growing up, my neighbor on one side was the director of nursing at Druid City Hospital in Tuscaloosa, and on the other side of me was a professor at Druid City Hospital's School of Nursing. So I think that was my earliest influence, was my two neighbors, and saw what they did on a daily basis, and their crisp white uniforms and how neat and professional they looked at all times. And so I decided early on that the medical profession is where I needed to be. Nursing is where I needed to be. I started looking because I was champion of the underdogs as a kid growing up, and orthopedics in particular was an area that nobody wanted to go into because everybody was stuck in bed and strung up and had cast and whatever, and I love that. So I decided I was going to go into the area that nobody wanted when I went into nursing school the first time. So yeah, right out of high school, I went to Druid City Hospital's School of Nursing right there in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and absolutely fell in love with orthopedic nursing. Just fell in love with it. Knew that's what I, you know, that I wanted to be. And then I graduated from nursing school and went straight into orthopedics, and then decided, you know, I really do. I need to get that baccalaureate. At that time, the American Nurses Association was saying, you know, we want the entry level to be a baccalaureate. So gathered my little horses together and went and got my baccalaureate from Auburn University at Montgomery, and fell in love with that at that time, with the concept of teaching and the theory and that aspect of the nursing profession. Still stayed in orthopedics, neurosurgery, and started getting into rheumatology at that time, some of the rheumatic disease patients that we would see on the orthopedic floor. And later on got my master's from the University of Alabama at Birmingham, seeing that that was yet another step that I needed to make toward being the best that I could be as a nurse that was following down an administrative type path at that time. And still having that love of research and a love of teaching, I decided it. I needed to go ahead and get my PhD, and I'm almost finished with that now. I'm still working on that. It's been a work in progress. Been working on that for 4 years. I should be able to finish up this year, and it's been a decision that I've never regretted. It's all throughout, going from a diploma all the way up through a PhD in nursing, and I've kept it all in nursing, has been the best career decision that I feel that I've made. And with each step, with each progression, you learn so much more, and the world of nursing opens up just like a beautiful pearl, you know, an oyster with a pearl for you. So I would encourage all the students out there to continue to seek education at all levels moving forward.
I think that's so important, Jerry, because you see, you really need to be a lifelong learner in all the health professions, but nursing certainly supports that. And whether it's continuing on to advanced degrees or just getting a specialty in your nursing practice and carrying that specialized certification, it really lends to your passion for what you do.
Absolutely.
So, Vicki, how about you? What was your background in nursing and how you got started?
Well, it's interesting. My mother was a nurse. So I was determined not to be a nurse. I thought, you know, I just can't possibly do what my mother's doing. And so my bachelor's degree is actually in technical theater. I thought for sure that I was going to design costumes and sets and go to New York, and it would just be a wonderful life. Of course, things didn't turn out that way. So well, I did do a little bit of work in the theater and realized this is way too hard, way too political, and the egos are way too much. So I decided, heck, I'm going back to school, and I will just look at nursing and see if that's what I want to do. And I found out, just like Sherry, it's like, once you start, you're sucked in. You just have that passion for nursing, and it just, that's how it works out. So I got my AA in nursing and worked in the operating room for about 3 years. And it was very interesting how much it was like the theater as far as dealing with egos. And I thought, this is not the good blend for me. This is not, I just had a problem with that. I've always sort of liked the idea of teamwork, and this was not teamwork. It was more, too much hierarchy in the operating room. But I do feel that that experience has given me an incredible background in anatomy. I did, like Sherry, I worked orthopedics. I did the knee replacements and hip replacements and replacements of the MCPs. And I worked every Wednesday. I remember clearly working with a hand surgeon and just being fascinated by that. So from the operating room, I went to work at a Hopkins affiliate called Kennedy Krieger, and it is a hospital, and it's actually like an institute for children with brain injury. And I went there and ran the spina bifida clinic, and it was great. It was so interesting because my role was so broad. Not only did I have clinical care of my kids with spina bifida, I also dabbled in case management. I was able to go to their schools and advocate for them. You take on a role almost of nurse and social worker with these kids, trying to advocate for not just community services, but access to medications and access to care. So after 8 years of doing that, though, I got a little burned out. And because there's really not, I don't want to say there's not hope, but you don't see much difference in their lives. It's a constant battle. And I wanted to see something where there was really improvement. And I was asked to start a multidisciplinary clinic in rheumatology. And that was 14 years ago. So in 2000, I went to the rheumatology division of Hopkins, and there was no way to start a multidisciplinary clinic because at that time, there were so many issues with insurance. The idea of the multidisciplinary clinic would be that it would be one-stop shopping for the patients almost, where they would come to see the rheumatologist, but there would also be an orthopedist there, occupational therapy, et cetera. But because people's insurance may not cover the orthopedist or they may not cover the occupational therapist, it really didn't work out that way. But I decided that I liked the patients so much, and I really liked rheumatology. It was fascinating, and things were just growing. That was the onset of biologics, and we were really could see a difference in the lives of these patients, that I figured out a way that I would just try to make myself indispensable so I wouldn't lose my job. There was no nurse before me, so I sort of was able to create my own position. And the background that I had from working with the kids as far as access to care and access to services came in very handy. So that's sort of how I got into rheumatology and sort of carved out my place for that. And so I've never regretted it, and I love it as much today as I did, you know, going in my 15th year here. I love it just as much. So that's where I am. And what I would say is, nursing, I don't know another field where you can change and you can find different places where you fit, or you can continue to change till you find the one place that you fit. We're so lucky to have a field where there's just such diversity, and it's worked out well. It's worked out for my family. I was able to raise two daughters of my own. I mean, of course, I had gotten married and divorced and everything in between, but it's worked out really well for me. Well, that's what I have to say.
You know, it's interesting. I feel the same way. And landed as a journalist in there in the midst of a nursing career. And so, you know, there are so many opportunities out there. And one of the things I found, and perhaps you'd like to share with this, either of you, is that every step along the way contributed to where I am today.
Exactly. Excellent. Yeah, I would say that sort of was especially true for me because I've been able to, you know, build on, you know, what I can take pieces from every job I've had in the past. So, you know, fortunately, my experience with orthopedics has really helped me understand rheumatoid arthritis, for example, and exactly what is happening. And then, of course, what I learned with the kids and my job there, it you know, gotten me to where I can figure out how to fight for different services and what's out there to try to help our patients with.
I know, I agree. I think being in the nursing field and each step we have along the way with our different experiences that I know we're here talking specifically about rheumatology nursing, but along my career path, I've been able to take some detours from time to time. And one was working as a health services coordinator for the Southern Electric System. So my nurse background allowed me to be a health services coordinator for that system and doing and working with the mandatory fitness for duty program that came with, for all of the nuclear power plants in the Southern Electric System, which fascinating type work there. And also a little stint working for as a pharmaceutical representative. The nursing background definitely helps you. So each step along the way, I'm taking pieces of what I've learned from outside the traditional hospital nursing role into my next, you know, endeavor. And probably one of the most fascinating and jobs that I had in nursing so far was in clinical trials research, being the administrator of a clinical trials research, rheumatology clinical trials research at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. So, yeah. Different, diverse, and with each step, you're exactly right, Jamie. You take pieces with you along the way, and you just excel as a nurse in all these different fields.
So, Sherry, we're going to talk about rheumatology nursing today, specifically with both of you. And I guess I'll ask you first, can you give us an overview? Because rheumatology nursing doesn't just include things like the rheumatoid arthritis, which I have a daughter that has rheumatoid arthritis and have dealt with that and have great relationships with rheumatology nurses. But you obviously deal with a whole host of diseases in that field.
Absolutely. You know, there are over 109 different diseases that are in the rheumatic diseases. The most popular, the most well-known would be the rheumatoid arthritis or the lupus erythematosus, gout, dermatomyositis, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis. Those are the most well-known, more that you would see probably in your nursing school setting, but these diseases are chronic. They know no boundaries. They'll go from childhood to geriatrics. So we see the entire lifespan affected by the rheumatologic diseases. They're painful. They're chronic, disabling. Many of them can be life-threatening. And that's where rheumatology nursing especially can excel now. We have an opportunity to see and take care of these patients from the lifespan, understand their disease process, understand the mechanism of action of these newer drugs that I've been a privilege, and I know Vicky's been a privilege of being on the cutting edge clinical trials before, and the progress that we've made with the rheumatic diseases. Vicky, you probably have a lot more to add to this too, right?
Yeah, I would say it's interesting for me, especially because at Johns Hopkins, our division of rheumatology is very strong. So it's nice to be in academics. I find that's a really great place to be. And I know this was true of Sherry when she was in charge of the clinical trials at UAB. We're able to see these different diseases and being in an academic center, I think we kind of see the worst of the worst because people we're referred to from community rheumatologists often with most difficult cases. So I find it fascinating how many diseases there are. At Hopkins, we have different centers for different diseases. So, for example, I'm the program manager of the Arthritis Center, and I can really focus on the diseases of rheumatoid arthritis, ankylosing spondylitis, and psoriatic arthritis. So we pretty much have the inflammatory arthritis spectrum in our clinic, but there's also a lupus clinic. So the people there can focus on lupus. There's a scleroderma clinic, a myositis clinic, vasculitis clinic, etc. So I feel very fortunate that I'm able to see all these diseases, yet focus primarily on a few of the diseases so that I you know, really feel that I've honed my skills well to be able to meet the needs of my particular patients. But I have to say, it's just the field of rheumatology, I think as Sherry was alluding to, is growing and growing and growing. And, you know, it's great to feel that we're at that cutting edge of something here. Hopefully we'll see some cures through these diseases in our lifetime. I feel like we're close.
I'd like to think so, at least for my own personal reasons, if for no other reason. But, it's interesting that how I've seen the nursing process applied to patients with these types of chronic illnesses, because so often it's those little changes that lifestyle changes and adjustments to how you do certain things in your life that really make a huge difference for patients with diseases like this. And I know that a lot of those tips have come to, at least in my family, from the rheumatology nurse we deal with. And, you know, we love our rheumatologist, but it's the contact and constant information we get from our nurses that help us say, oh, this is a better way to handle this particular activity that we have to accomplish.
That is a great thing to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think that part of that is because there is a shortage of rheumatologists in this field. It is not a sexy money-making field to go into. And so nurses have been able, there's so much nursing that we need in this field. There's so much education attached to these diseases and the treatments. There is such a need for self-management of disease, and it's just the perfect places for nurses to fit in when it comes to helping our patients.
You're right, Vicki. Even the access to care, because there's not enough rheumatologists. I don't know, Jamie, if you know this, but not every state in the 48 contiguous states have a pediatric rheumatologist. There's still the Arthritis Foundation, their 2013 statistics had about anywhere between 9 and 11 states still not having a pediatric rheumatologist, not access to care. For those patients. So how much more so would the pediatric rheumatology nurse and the pediatric nurse practitioner in rheumatology care is important in those areas? Well, important in every state for that matter.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that because we're blessed to live right smack dab between Hopkins and AI DuPont Hospital for Children. And we actually are up near Delaware, so we go up to AI DuPont. But we know that there's a shortage of rheumatology, especially rheumatologists, especially pediatric rheumatologists. And it's something we're well aware of. And it is that access to care that is important for all patients with specialized illness needs, but certainly rheumatology, like you said, is one where I think nurses can really hopefully fill some of that void. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that gap is a perfect place for nurses. As we move towards more patient-related outcome research, it's so obvious that the nurses are what can really make the impact on patient outcomes. It's still a young enough field that we don't have a lot of data on it yet, but there has been some work done in Europe. We can look at our colleagues in Europe to see the nursing research that's done there. And the impact overall on the patient with rheumatic disease, the impact of nurse involvement is incredible. So this is a great open field for us to really make the difference in our patients' lives.
It really is. We just received, and Vicki can attest to this, we just received national recognition by the American Nurses Association as for rheumatology nursing being a specialty practice, a recognized specialty practice, and that's just been recently. That was, correct me if I'm wrong, Vicki, we originally got the okay in was it November or December of 2012? Is that correct?
November of 2012.
November of 2012.
So there really wasn't a specialty until then, an official specialty.
Mm-hmm. Recognized in nursing, absolutely. So this is a brand spanking opportunity for nurses to consider, especially if you're interested in, you know, the chronic care and the rheumatic diseases, which are really fascinating. I mean, they're absolutely the mechanism, the immunology is absolutely fascinating. It's like, especially when you have like a lupus patient, let's say, for example, when the patient comes to you with all of these disparate signs and symptoms, it's like putting together a piece of a puzzle and trying to figure out on every unique individual basis for that patient, what's going on, how can, you know, you best help them navigate through every point in their life and their lifestyle. It's just, you become so involved and so, well, I don't know, Vicki, how I need to help me out on the...
You do become involved, and it's interesting work, and I think each rheumatology nurse probably does things a little differently, yet the same. We may have different duties. It's interesting the things that you find yourself doing and, you know, championing many causes for our patients.
Both of you are very actively involved with the Professional Association for Rheumatology Nurses, and both of you, one of you is a current president, the other is a past president and founder, and I'm very thrilled to have both of you here on the show, because one of the things I try to talk about when I do these episodes on different specialties each month is the importance of being actively involved with your professional association, whether it's emergency nursing or rheumatology nursing or vascular nursing. What would you have to say for those people out there that are in some other specialty and have never looked at joining their professional association or attending a conference in their association specialty?
Well, I have to encourage, and I do encourage even my student nurses to become involved in their specialty practice, because that's where you're going to get the information that nursing schools absolutely cannot cover. There is not enough time, there are not enough hours in the day, there aren't enough courses that can prepare you for everything. And as you go into a specialty practice, your specialty organizations are where you're going to have your camaraderie, your networking, your education, and it's important for them to be involved, not only for what they can get out of it as far as an education is concerned, but for what they can provide back to the society in the advancing the profession of nursing itself. We need desperately to be able to validate ourselves in the literature. We need to substantiate where we matter and where we make a difference in nursing and in our particular specialty organizations. And that's where I'm absolutely thrilled to have met Vicki and the other and Elizabeth Grace, the other founder of the Rheumatology Nurses Society, because we met through some advisory boards for new medication that was getting ready to be launched within the field of rheumatology. That was my first foray into meeting other nurses, not feeling like I was isolated in what I was doing in rheumatology all by myself. But that gave me, you know, an exciting sense of purpose, a direction to go with my society, with my nurse colleagues. I'm not going to steal any thunder from Vicki. I'm going to go ahead and let her talk about the profound work she's done with the Rheumatology Nurses Society. So, Vicki, I'll let you in here.
Well, I have to say, you know, it's a little different for us. I feel that our Rheumatology Nurses Society, it's almost imperative for nurses in rheumatology to be members, because it's difficult to get all of the information that you need in a field that's so rapidly changing. Originally, what happened, as Sherry said, we had all met at an advisory board, and we would see each other at repeated advisory boards for new medications that were being launched. What we found in discussions amongst ourselves was that there were very many nurses, especially in private practice, that had no idea how to use these medications, what the ramifications would be with some of these medications. And we really felt that we owed our nurse sisters and brothers a place to get that education. So that was sort of the idea of when we started this society. And we are hearing over and over and over again from our members how much they didn't know and how much this is helping. And I think more than anything else, to be able to network and share best practice and those ideas with each other is really sort of the best part of a society. To have, and I have to tell you, I have met the best friends through the society that I could ever have in my life. Because we all have these common goals.
Make sure you check out the entire January 2014 issue of Nursing Notes, where we look at the career specialty of rheumatology nursing. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't miss our other Nursing Notes Live episode this month with our Get to Know Nurse interview with Jan Ravella, Director of Research and Education at the Sonoran Spine Center in Phoenix, Arizona. You'll find this and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area in iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.